们今天请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到约翰福音十六章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn our Bibles to John chapter 16.
我们将会从十六章的十六节念到三十三节。
We'll be reading from verse 16 to verse 33.
这段圣经比较长，一共十八节。
This is a longer passage with a total of 18 verses.
因为有青少年在我们中间，我们为了节省时间，我们还是姊妹弟兄念双数节，姊妹念单数节的方式。
Because of time, we'll have a sisters read the even verses and the brothers read the odd verses.
青少年可以自己拿英文念。
And you can follow along in English.
约翰福音十六章十六节，弟兄情，等不多时，你们就不再见我；再等不多时，你们还要见我。门徒彼此说：“他说等不多时，到底是什么意思呢？我们不明白他所说的话。”
耶稣看着他们要问他，就说：“我说等不多时，你们就不得见我；再等不多时，你们还要见我。你们这话
为什么说呢？”我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎。世人倒要死了，你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
我们生产的时候就忧愁，因为他的时候到了，几个孩子就不在人间了。主说：“你们为他们世上生了一个人。”
我现在也要忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐没有人能夺去。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。到那日，你们要奉我的名求，我并不对你们说，我要为你们求父。
我不是只爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，就不与我求从父出来了。
我从父出来，到了世界，我又离开世界，往父那里去。现在我们晓得你凡事都知道，也不用人问你，因此我们信你是从神出来的。
耶稣说：“现在你们信吗？”
看那时候将到，却已经到了。你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为我父与我同在。我讲
是。
好，圣经念到这里，我们低头做个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上，我们活着有何盼望。
So that while we live here on earth, we might know what hope we have.
也因着你的话语，我们能够面对世上各种各样的苦难。
That through your word we might be able to face all kinds of suffering.
甚至能面对各种各样来自世人的逼迫。
And in even suffering that comes from persecution from the world.
就像你所说的，因为你已经胜过这个世界。
Just like you have said that you have overcome the world.
我们在你这里面也成为一个胜过世界的人。
So we who are in you are also those who have overcome the world.
求你保守我们的心怀意念。
Would you watch and guard over our thoughts? So that we too might suffer with our brothers and sisters in China. May our hearts be present with them. And what they suffer is what we suffer. And would your spirit continue to bear witness in their hearts? You would strengthen their faith. And you would watch over their Christianity. So they would continue to walk with you all the way until they come to the kingdom of heaven.
We pray
all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在分享今天经文之前，我想我们看圣经里启示过两个人，他们是没有经过死亡而直接进入天国的人。So
before we look at today's passage and reflect on it, I want to take a look at two characters, two persons in the Bible that had not faced death. And I believe everyone knows who these two people are. And the first one is the one in Genesis, Enoch.
创世纪五章二十一节到二十四节记载的以诺的事件。
And this is recorded in Genesis 5:21-24.
第二十四节是这样说的。This
is what verse 24 says.
以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不在世上了。Enoch
walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
这个经呢，我们就知道以诺是一个没有经过死而去到上帝那里的人。So
Enoch is someone who did not face death, but was taken to God.
当然，他现在还在上帝那里。Now
of course Enoch is still with God.
第二个没有经过死的人是以利亚。The
second person that did not experience death was Elijah.
列王记下二章十一节。
2 Kings 2, verse 11.
他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将两人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。
2 Kings 2, verse 11. And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
上帝在这么多人拣选这两个人没有见过死，就直接接到天国去了。So
God had ordained that these two people would not face death, but would be taken up into the kingdom of heaven.
上帝也借着先知将这些事情记载在圣经中。And
so God had through the prophets recorded this in the Bible.
这样的事情发生并且记在圣经中，必然有要告诉我们的真理。
So of course, that it is recorded in the scriptures shows us that there is something we can learn from this.
首先我们可以确定的，正如主耶稣在约翰福音十四章二节告诉我们的，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。And
so at the very least, this tells us, and this shows, just as it is recorded in John 14:2. That there are many rooms in my Father's house. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?
因为在父家里有许多住处，所以这两位没见过死的人就直接被接到父家里去了。
And so because there are many rooms where the Father is, therefore these two have been taken there straight away.
有关在父家里有许多住处这一点，我在约翰福音十四章一到六节以进入天国为题目的讲道中，已经与弟兄姊妹分享过了。
So I already discussed this in the sermon covering John 14:1-6.
现在我们看到以诺与以利亚被上帝直接接去，事实证实耶稣所说的父家里有许多住处。And
so that these two people were taken straight away, this bears witness to the truth in John 14:2 that there were many rooms for the Father.
另外一点，圣经记载了以诺。 和以利亚直接被上帝接去的事。
And there's another place in the Bible referring to Enoch and Elijah being taken into heaven.
当我们知道这件事时，可以坚固我们的信心。
And that through this truth, our hearts might be established and strengthened.
使我们可以坚信《帖撒罗尼迦前书》4:14-17保罗所说的话。
And so this actually helps us understand 1 Thessalonians 4:17.
4章17节, 保罗说, 以后我们这活着还存留的人, 必和他们一同被提到云里, 在空中与主相遇, 这样我们就要和主永远同在。
1 Thessalonians 4:17, then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord.
以诺和以利亚被上帝直接提到接去, 我们可以因为这件事在历史中的发生过，我们相信《帖撒罗尼迦前书》所说的话。 也将会在历史当中成就。
And so because as we see from Enoch and Elijah that these two men in history were taken up into heaven, we can also know that what is recorded here in 1 Thessalonians 4:17 will indeed happen in history.
所以说到主耶稣再来的时候，如果你还活着，你是基督徒还活着，你一定会被直接接到天上与主耶稣同在。
So if Jesus returns and you are a Christian still living, then you will be taken straight away and caught to meet the Lord in the air.
你怎么可以肯定我们被接上呢?
So how can you be so certain that we will be taken up?
因为以诺以利亚就这样被主接去的。
Because thus was Enoch and Elijah.
所以借着圣经记载的以诺以利亚的事情。
And so through the written record of Enoch and Elijah's being taken up into heaven, this can strengthen and confirm our faith.
我与大家分享这一件事,
and I shared this with you.
目的是为了让大家更好地理解今天的经文,
so that we can so that everyone can better understand today's passage.
因为在今天的18节经文中，虽然在圣经里好像是一个大的段落里面。
Because in verse 18, well, it seems like there's this big a gap or a big break.
不过这18节经文讲的是两件事情。
But this passage is talking about two different things. About two things.
其中一件事是主耶稣
The first is what Jesus said of what happened.
另外一件事，主耶稣再来的时候要发生的事情。
And another thing is about what will happen when Jesus returns.
当主耶稣所在时期的发生的事，那些跟随主耶稣的使徒们都经历过了。
And so Jesus, when Jesus referred to the things that would happen while he was still on earth, all those things the disciples had experienced.
我们也可以从圣经中查考到, 他所记载的圣经里面。
Of course, we can also find in the Bible that which was Jesus said what happened.
而主耶稣再来所要发生的事, 是现在的人没有经历过的。
And so what Jesus says would happen when he returns, this is something that people now have not yet experienced.
为什么把这两件事间记载在一起? 让我们可以知道，以后所要发生的事，因着以前发生的事，我们可以判断以后所发生的事一定会发生。Why
are these things put together? Well, that's because then we will see that the things that are to come will happen just as much as the things that have happened truly happen.
因为那些使徒们亲身经历了主耶稣受死、埋葬、复活、升天的事情。
Because the apostles, they saw firsthand experience the death of Christ and his burial for 3 days and resurrection on the third day. So here we have a death and burial and resurrection. And so because of this, we can be sure that when Jesus comes back, there will be a resurrection then as well.
以诺时代的人看见以诺没有见死被上帝接去。
The people of Enoch's generation saw that Enoch did not die but was taken up into heaven.
以利沙看见他师父以利亚乘旋风升天去了。
Elijah saw Elijah being taken out of the whirlwind.
这些都会证实耶稣再来的时候
This all bears witness to the fact that Christians still living when Christ comes, they will be taken up into heaven.
被接到空中宇宙相遇, 不是我们人凭空在上面妄想,
and this is the taking up into the air with the saints. This is not something based on human imagination.
因为圣经启示, 在历史当中发生过这样的事, 这是上帝的作为,
and this is because God has done something similar, and this has been recorded in history in His Word.
而使徒们经历了主耶稣复活升天的事件，当他们将这件事情记载。 记载在圣经中的时候,
and so the disciples, they also experienced firsthand the resurrection of Christ.
如同旧约先知将以诺和以利亚将事情记录圣经一样,
just as the Old Testament saints have witnessed to the taking up of Enoch and Elijah.
这可以使我们今天的人有信心相信末后的日子你能复活的事情,
and so this can help encourage the faith of those here today of the resurrection that is to come.
死人复活必然会以上帝启示的方式来成就。
So the resurrection of the dead will happen in accord with the way it is revealed in God's Word.
如果我们从整本圣经的启示来看上帝拯救人类的计划,
if we look at the whole counsel of Scripture, if we look at how God has redeemed people throughout history,
就会发现圣经中所记载的许多事情都是指向世界的末了。
We'll see that a lot of what the Bible reveals points to the last day.
就是指向主耶稣再来救恩得以完全的日子。
And this is specifically Jesus' second coming, when salvation will be brought to a completion.
几乎不让我们对圣经中有些东西，有些事情我们不明白，但是到那时候我们都会明白的。So
granted, there will be something in the Bible that we cannot fully understand, but when the day comes, then we will all understand.
现在我们回到今天的经文，我们来看今天的经文。So
let us now return to today's passage.
今天经文16节到22节，主耶稣告诉使徒们近期要发生的事情。
In verses 16 to 22, Jesus tells his disciples of that which is will happen soon.
近期要发生的事情，主耶稣用了等不多时和再等不多时这样的词句来描写这个时间间隔。And
so to describe the time frame, Jesus says uses the language of a little while you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me.
然后到了23到26节的时候。 是指主耶稣再来时要发生的事情，主耶稣就用另外一个词来描写这个时间的间隔。
And in verses 23 to 26, Jesus uses other words to describe this kind of time frame when he will return.
主耶稣用了当那日这个词。
So Jesus says that how it is on that day.
所以说当那日这个词是指着主耶稣再来的日子说的。
So again, so when Jesus refers to in that day, he is referring to when he returns.
因为在23节主耶稣说，到那日你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必应我的名赐给你们。
This is why it is in verse 23. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of me, of my Father in my name, he will give it to you.
这个用词，主耶稣所描述的现状况，是在新天新地里才会出现的。So
what Jesus has said here, this would happen only in the new heavens and new earth.
在新天新地里，信徒可以直接的面对父上帝面前。The
new heavens and new earth, the saints will meet the Father face to face.
在新天新地里，我们可以直接向上帝祈求。
And so in the new heaven and new earth, we can directly ask of God the Father.
所以到了26节，主耶稣再一次说，到那日你们要奉我的名祈求，我并不对你们说我要为你们求福。
This is why Jesus says in 26, the hour is coming, in 25, the hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you.
我记得圣经里有一句经文说，主耶稣现在升天以后，坐在父上帝的右面，替我们祈求。
As I I remember somewhere it was someone wrote that in that day that Jesus will be at the right hand of the Father and will ask the Father for us.
然后在今天的26节经文里, 主耶稣并不对你们说我要为你们求父。
But here in verse 26, Jesus says, I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf.
是不是和现在情况不一样?
Isn't that different than now?
因为那时候我们完全成就。
Because then our salvation will be complete.
我们完全来到父上帝的家里。
We will have arrived in full in the Father's house.
我们能够来到父上帝的家里，能够到天国。 因为27节主耶稣说父自己爱你们因为你们已经爱我又信我从父出来了。
And this is because of the reason given in 27. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God.
主耶稣说因为我们有这样的信心我们可以去到父上帝那里。
And so Jesus says because we have this kind of faith we can come to God the Father.
去到父上帝的家里去到天国我们就可以直接向父上帝祈求了。
And so when we go to the Father's house to the kingdom of heaven, that we can petition directly and ask the Father directly.
因此我们就说这段经文，主耶稣虽然似乎在讲一件事，其实是在讲两段时间的事情。
And so this is why, even though there's this one passage, we see that Jesus is speaking of two things.
另外我们也看到在18节上门徒彼此说，他说等不多时，到底是什么意思？ 我们不明白他所说的话的时候,
so of course when we get to verse 18 and the disciples say, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about.
主耶稣的回答是我实实在在的告诉你们你们将要痛苦哀嚎世人倒要喜乐你们将要忧愁而然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
This is why Jesus says to them in response, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy.
在这里主耶稣说，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也是没有人能夺去的。
Jesus said that when he comes again, then their hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you.
在这里主耶稣不是说你们要喜乐，你们的喜乐是人没有能夺去的，而来到24节，主耶稣说叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
22, he says that this joy they have, no man can take from you. And then 24, he says that that your joy would be in full. Your joy may be full.
我们知道，我们基督徒只有来到新天新地，救恩得以完全的时候，基督徒的喜乐才能够得到满足。
So we Christians know that it's only when we get to the new heavens and new earth, when our salvation is complete.
而在去到新天新地来到之前，虽然基督徒的喜乐也是出于主耶稣的救恩，那是不会失去的喜乐。然后这段时间，基督徒的喜乐是无法得到满足的。And
so we can say that so before we come to the new heavens and new earth, while our joy is indeed true, and no one can take this joy away from us, yet this joy will not be in full because our salvation is not yet.
唯有在新耶路撒冷上帝的国度里基督徒的喜乐才会得到满足。Only
in the New Jerusalem will the joy of Christians be full.
因此我们可以说今天经文记载的主耶稣说的这段话所启示的是两个时间段里要发生的事情。So
this is why what Jesus is saying here, he's referring to two different time periods.
主耶稣受死复活是一个时间段。
So of course, in Jesus' death and resurrection, this is one time frame, one time period.
16到22节所记载的内容。
And this is what 6 verses 16 to 22 is talking about.
在这个时间段里，主耶稣向他的门徒显明了他是出熟的果子。
And so, for the from 16 to 22, Jesus is showing how he is the first fruits.
我们知道，主耶稣被钉十字架受死、埋葬、复活、升天。 这是主耶稣成就福音的四件大事。So
we know that this is the great redemptive event in Jesus is dying, is being buried and raised, being raised up and being and ascending into heaven.
在主耶稣成就这四件大事的过程中，主耶稣 提醒他的门徒们，他们将会经历的事情。
And so in the midst of these great acts of redemption, Jesus reminds them of what will happen.
就是记载在20-22节经文里所说的。
This is what Jesus was referring to in verses 20 to 22.
我实实在在告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀嚎，世人到了喜乐，你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念苦楚，因为喜欢世上生了一个人。你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们心里就喜乐了。这喜乐也是没有人能夺去的。
So again, as verses 20 to 22 to us, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. It will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come, but when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish. For joy that a human being has been born into the world, so also you will have sorrow now. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you.
这是主耶稣在他上十字架前预先提醒他的门徒们。
And so this is what Jesus wishes to remind his disciples before he goes to the cross.
在主耶稣被钉十字架上，钉在十字架上的时候，门徒们是痛苦哀嚎的。
And so when Jesus was taken and crucified, his disciples were truly weeping and lamenting and sorrowful.
那时候世人是喜乐的。
And yes, the world was rejoicing.
那些世人以为自己得胜了。
And the world thought that they won.
主耶稣被埋葬的时候，有门徒们是忧愁的。
And so as Jesus was being buried, the disciples were sorrowful.
那时候他们几乎成了一个没有盼望的人。
And during that time, you could say they were as a people of without hope.
当门徒们看到复活的主耶稣的时候，他们的忧愁变为了喜乐。
But when the disciples saw the resurrection, their anguish turned into joy.
主耶稣在这里用妇人生产的比喻来说明门徒变为喜乐的原因。
And so God, Jesus here uses the metaphor of the woman giving birth.
那是因为世上有了一个新的生命。
Because there is a new life here on earth.
当然，任何的比喻都有它的局限性。
And of course, every metaphor will have its limits.
因为主耶稣从死里复活的意义，用一个新生命的诞生来表达是远远不够的。
Because to say that Jesus is to speak of Jesus' resurrection as a new life, this is not sufficient.
主耶稣的复活是一个初熟的果子。
Jesus' resurrection was a first fruit.
所以我们后面所有相信他的人都可以因着像主耶稣一样复活。
So that everyone who after him who believed in him would also be resurrected as him.
因此，主耶稣的复活给我们一个很重要的信息：上帝可以使主耶稣从死里复活，我们也可以确信，凡相信他的人，将来都能够在主耶稣再来的时候都能够复活。
So in the resurrection, God helps our faith see that as Jesus was raised, still all who believe in him.will be raised with him when he returns.
这是上帝在恩典之约中赐给世人的福分。
And so this is a blessing that God has given to those in the covenant of grace.
我们看后面的经文，最后32节，主耶稣说：“看哪，时候将到，却已经到了。”
Here we see in verse 32 that Jesus says, "Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come."
这里的时候将到，是指主耶稣要上十字架的时间到了。
This is referring to the time of Jesus having to go to the cross.
主耶稣也知道他的门徒会分散，回到自己原本的地方去。
And Jesus knows that his disciples will be scattered and each will return to his own home.
但这绝不是最后的结果。
But this is not the final result.
最后的结果是主耶稣已经胜了这个世界。
The last result is this, that Jesus has overcome the world.
门徒分散就是暂时的现象。
And so, again, that the disciples will be scattered. This is but a beginning sign.
所以我们在使徒行传看到门徒最后又聚集在一起。
So we see that in the book of Acts that the disciples once again came and gathered together again.
到33节，主耶稣告诉门徒，在他里面有平安。
And verse 33, Jesus says that in him there is peace.
这是一种从内心发出的平安。
This is the peace that comes from the inner heart.
所以是世人和世界都无法拿走的平安。
So this is something that the world and worldly men cannot take away.
虽然我们基督徒现在活在世上有各种各样的苦难。
Of course, we brothers and sisters living here on earth, we have all sorts of trials and tribulations.
但只要我们是在基督里，只要我们是真基督徒，这些属世的苦难都是无法拿走我们心中的平安的。
But if we are in Christians, if we are in Christ, then all such trials and tribulations cannot take away this joy that comes from Jesus.
这也就是当前我们国内的基督徒能够面对这样严重的逼迫，能让人站立不住的原因。
And so this is the reason why all our brothers and sisters in China were able to face the intense persecution.
我相信在他们心里都有主赐给他们的平安。
And I trust that in their hearts they have this peace that comes from God.
这是我们能够得胜这个世界的一个根本的原因。
And this is the basic reason why we can overcome the world.
我们怎么会有这样的平安？
How can we have such a peace?
因为主耶稣告诉我们门徒说，你们可以放心，我已经胜过了世界。
We can have this peace because, as Jesus says, take heart, I have overcome the world.
耶稣是胜过这个世界的人。
Jesus is the one who has overcome the world.
这是我们福音的最后结果。
And this is the result, the end result of our gospel.
只要我们在耶稣基督里，我们也是胜过这个世界的人。
And so if we are in Christ, then we will also overcome the world.
我们看到主耶稣在今天的经文中告诉我们两件事情。
So we see in this passage that Jesus tells us two things.
第一件事是他要上十字架。
The first is that he will go to the cross.
他上十字架的时候，他的门徒会痛苦哀嚎。
And when he goes to the cross, then his disciples will be sorrowful and lamenting.
会忧愁。
And they will weep and lament and be sorrowful.
但是这些东西最后全会转为世界无法夺去的喜乐。
But at the end, all these things will turn into joy, into a joy that cannot be taken by this world.
第二件事是世界的末了。
And the second thing is referring to the last day.
基督徒都要复活，他要生活在新天新地的新耶路撒冷里。
Every Christian will be resurrected and they will live in the new heavens and new earth, in the new creation.
将会生活在上帝的面前。
And they will once again live before the presence of God.
这是基督徒的盼望。
And this is the hope of Christians.
是基督徒末后的盼望。
And this is the last day or the eschatological hope of Christians.
我们基督徒只有紧紧地抓住这个盼望，我们才能够面对任何的苦难。
And Christians must grab onto this enduring hope so that we can face all trials.
到那个时候，所有的奥秘都会迎刃而解。
At that time, all mysteries will be made known and revealed.
基督徒可以得到满足的喜乐。
And then the Christians, their joy may be full.
我相信每个基督徒都相信人死了之后不是一了百了。
And I believe that every Christian knows that after death, there will not just be this ambiguity.
我们基督徒不会相信人死了以后就是结束了。
And that when people die, it is not the end.
主耶稣再来的时候，每一个人都要复活。
When Jesus comes back, every person will be raised up.
如果你一个基督徒他不相信人死后会复活，
If a Christian does not believe, does not know if a man, if someone will be resurrected when he dies,
这样的基督徒他的境况就是保罗在哥罗多前书十五章所说的。
And this is the kind of thing that Paul was referring to in 1 Corinthians 15.
十五章十三十节说，若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And this is what Paul says. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain.
到十七节又说，基督如没有复活， 你们的信便是徒然。
And it says even in verse 17, if Christ is not been raised, your faith is futile.
到19节他更说我们若靠基督只在今生有指望就算比众人更可怜。
Verse 19 he goes on, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
所以说如果一个基督徒他不相信死人以后会复活就是这是非常可怜的一个状况。
So if there's a Christian who does not believe in the resurrection after the dead, then this is a most pitiful condition.
今天的经文同样告诉我们这样一件事。
And so here in today's passage, the very same thing is being taught here.
就是人死了以后会复活的事。
Which is namely that after death, all will be raised. There is a resurrection.
如果人死了以后没有复活的事，主耶稣在这里两次所说的到那日。的那个那日对许多人都没有意思，没有意义。
If there is no resurrection, then all that Jesus said about what will happen in that day, then all this is pointless, meaningless.
因为人死了以后会复活，所以主耶稣在这里说到那日，这就是我们在基督里活着，在基督里活着的人的盼望。
And so again, this is important because.The resurrection after that, this is the hope held out for those who believe.
从某个意义说，人需要福音的一个最基本的前提是人死后会复活。
And so we can say that at the most basic level, people need the gospel because after that, everyone will be raised up.
如果人死后没有复活，就如保罗在哥林多前书15:32所说的，若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
And because if there's no resurrection after the dead, then it is, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:32, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
所以基督徒都相信死人会复活。
So all Christians believe that there is a resurrection after the dead. After that.
最近恒家长老的讲道在讲启示录。
And right now, Elder Hen Jiang, his sermons are on Revelation, the book of Revelation.
我们看到在启示录中告诉我们人死后不但有复活而且所有复活的人都要接受上帝的审判。
And we see that not only will everyone be raised up from the dead, but they will all come before the judgment of God.
在上帝审判前面只有那些名字记载在生命册上的人他们会去到天国与上帝同在。
So before God's judgment, only those whose names are written in the book of life will be able to go into heaven.
而名字没有被记录在生命册上的人，就会被送到硫磺火湖里。
And then if those people's names are not in the book of life, then they will be cast into the lake of fire.
在那里等待他们的是永远的刑罚。
And there they will await their eternal punishment.
这些事圣经所启示的都是真真实实的，有些已经发生了，有些将会发生的。
This is all.Revealed clearly in the scriptures and is true. Some things have already happened and others have not yet happened.
接着今天的经文，我一直在讲的末后要发生的事情。
So based on today's passage, I want to talk about and I've been talking about the things that will happen on the last day.
也凭着圣经的启示，我们坚信末后必然会发生这样的事情。
And so on the basis of scripture, the revelation of scripture, we understand that.These things will certainly happen.
就是死人要复活，要受上帝公义的审判。
That all who die will be raised up and will be judged according to the righteous judgment of God.
圣经也告诉我们，上帝会依照人的行为审判每一个人。
The Bible tells us that God will judge us all according to our deeds.
并且我们要知道，这最后审判的判决将永永远远伴随着每一个人。
So we see that this judgment will, the results of the judgment will be upon every single person.
外邦人不相信圣经所启示的真理，所以他们就生活在吃吃喝喝的里面，因为明天要死了。
And so the Gentiles, because they do not listen to the revelation of the Bible, then they still live in the situation where they eat and drink because tomorrow they die.
然后根据圣经的启示，他们不是明天要死了，而且他们将永远永远死在地狱里。
And so according, in accord with the Bible's revelation, not only will they die tomorrow, but they will die for all eternity in hell.
相信圣经启示的基督徒，相信有复活的基督徒。
But those Christians who believe in the revelation of God's word, those who believe in the resurrection after the resurrection of the dead,
就不应该去追求享受这个世界的荣华富贵。
Therefore, these such Christians ought not to chase after the eating and drinking pleasures of this world.
以吃吃喝喝来满足自己肉体的需要。
To seek to be satisfied in a fleshly way by eating and drinking.
虽然基督徒会面对比世人更多的苦难,
so even though Christians will face more suffering and trials than those worldly men around them,
然而因着基督徒更看重那基督再来时那无比的荣耀。
But in Christians in looking at the incomparable glory that is to come,
相信死人要复活，并要接受上帝最后的审判。
And knowing that there will be a resurrection of the dead, and that all will be judged by God.
所以基督徒因着这些能够面对世界的逼迫，并在各样的逼迫中和苦难中站立得住。
Therefore, in this, Christians are able to stand firm amidst all the trial and in the persecution of this world.
所以只有相信死人会复活，并相信上帝最后有审判的人，他才能够在这个世界上面对各种苦难。
So only those who believe in the resurrection of the dead and also the coming judgment of God, only such people can face the trials and persecutions of this world.
才会为上帝的国大发热心。
And only then will these people be have a burning passion for the kingdom of God.
才会认识到，或者说体会到上帝国度的需要。
And only then will they experience and understand the needs of the kingdom of God.
上个星期，王梅传道在主日学分享了中国教会受逼迫的事。
And so last Sunday school, one of the previous talked about the persecution of the Chinese church.
我们相信逼迫总会过去。
And we trust that persecution will pass.
因为主耶稣已经胜过了这个世界。
And this is because Jesus has overcome the world.
当时王明传道也挑战我们。
Now, of course, the speaker also challenged us.
当逼迫过去以后，到上帝赐下一个传福音的良好环境的时候。
When after persecution has passed and God gives us a good context in which to spread the gospel, can we spread a complete and accurate gospel?
我们在北美这样良好的条件下，有可以说装备的良好条件下, 能不能到那时候把全备的福音真理传给中国人，传给我们的同胞？
And in such a context in like North America where we can be equipped theologically, when the time comes, would we be able to spread the gospel to our brothers and sisters to the Chinese people? We can say that this is the burden and the task and duty of every Chinese Christian.
王美传道向所有的基督徒挑战，我只是向我们教会的基督徒挑战。
So of course, then our speaker raised a challenge for all Christians. But I am just issuing a challenge to the Christians here in this church.
我们教会许多弟兄姊妹，不是说全部，许多弟兄姊妹在世上全是精英。
And so I don't say all, but many of our brothers and sisters have full time jobs in the marketplace.
你们世上的学问都已经做到了顶峰。
And indeed, in terms of worldly training and background, you have already reached the top.
现在我向你们挑战，你们能不能把福音的真理的学问也做到顶峰？
Then my challenge to you is this: will you also be able to reach the top in terms of gospel and theological education?
到时候你们可以把福音的真理向我们的同胞传讲。
so that you then can take the truths of our gospel and spread that to those who are of us.
我相信它是一件更加讨方的喜悦的事情。
And I trust that this is something that is more pleasing to God.
这样的事情能上帝纪念，在天国上能纪念，有奖赏。
That this is something that God will remember in heaven, and that there will be a reward in heaven.
当然，我必须在这里说。
Now, of course, I must say here also.
知道福音真理，并在教会中侍奉的人，这些人。
Of course, and I must say that even those who understand the gospel truths and who may be serving here, this is no guarantee that their names are in the book of life.
不过，我们更要讲，在生命册上的人，他一定会追求认识福音的真理，他一定会在基督的教会里甘心的侍奉。
Of course, we also must say and will say and can say that those whose names are written in the book of life, they will certainly press on in learning and being equipped in the gospel, and they will certainly gladly serve in the church.
所以说你不要抓着我第一句话，啊，胡说！认识真理，在教会里侍奉的人不一定在生命册上，所以我也不再教会里侍奉了，我也不去认识真理了，因为这样的人不一定在生命册上。And
so, of course, and therefore, don't just take my first statement that, oh, well, Pastor Hu says, you know, if we know theological truth and serve, then we might not be in the book of life. So maybe I just won't do that. Such people will not be in the book of life.
虽然这句话是真理，但是我后面那句话更重要。
And so even though the first statement that I said was true, yet the second is more important.
就是你的名字在生命册上的人一定会极力地去认识真理。
Which is that those whose names are written in the book of life will certainly and passionately strive after a deeper knowledge of the gospel truth.
并且甘心乐意地在教会里。
And will freely and joyfully serve in God's church.
在教会里摆上自己的时间精力。
And sacrificially serve the church with your time and to serve and minister before God.
或许弟兄们到这里会问我了，那我怎么知道我的名字到底在不在生命册上？
And then, of course, perhaps some brothers and sisters would ask me, well, then how can I know that my name is in the book of life?
这是许多基督徒都会思想的一个问题。
And this is a question that many Christians will ponder.
正好我在写讲章的时候查考启示录的一本解经书。
And so I was preparing for this sermon, I looked at a commentary for Revelation.
他们这里上面写的，你可以判断自己的名字是不是在生命册上的三点。
And then the verse that you can judge whether or not your name is in the book of life on three points.
如果你做到这三点，他认为你的名字一定在生命册上。
He said that if you, and this commentator said that if you can satisfy all three requirements, then your name is in the book of life.
这三点，第一点，如果我们相信基督是我们的救主，并且依靠他的救恩拯救我们脱离了罪。
If we believe that Jesus is our Savior and that through His salvation, He has redeemed us and delivered us from sin.
对这一点，我相信所有称自己为基督徒的人都可以说：“我承认，相信，绝对相信。”
I believe that all who call themselves Christians can accept this first statement.
但紧接着第二点，
But then we come before
就要检验第一点的相信是真的还是假的。
And then we'll see if the belief in the first condition is real or not.
第二点，如果我们相信基督是主，顺服他，忠信服侍他。
Then if we believe that Jesus is Lord and if we faithfully serve Him,
我们很容易相信基督是救主。
So it's easy for us to understand of Jesus as our Savior.
但是叫你相信基督是你的主，就很难了。
But it is harder than to recognize Him as Lord.
如果基督是你的主，你就要顺服他，并且要忠心的服侍他，就更难了。If
Christ is Lord, then you must faithfully submit to Him and serve Him.
其实这个道理很简单。
Now, if we look at it, it actually is also quite simple and straightforward.
如果你承认基督是你的救主，将你从最终拯救出来，把你救赎出来，为你的罪付上了赎价，他必然是你的主。
Because if we believe that Jesus is truly our Savior who has redeemed us from the power of sin, then of course necessarily He must be our Lord.
因为主把你赎出来了，比如说你过去是一个是某某你奴隶主的奴隶，现在有另外一个奴隶主把你从那个奴隶主卖过来了，你就是那个新的奴隶主就是你的主，对不对？
Again, right? If you were a slave to a master and another master bought you and redeemed you from that old master, then the new master is clearly your master.
当主把我们赎出来了以后，我们就属他的了。
So if we've been redeemed out of sin, then certainly we now belong to him.
不，就这一点，现在就成为基督徒的一个很大的挑战。
But of course, even just this one point is a big challenge for Christians.
我们都希望基督成为我们的救主，救完了，嗯，基督你歇着吧，下面就我做主了。
So we all want Jesus to be Savior. When that's done, great. Okay, Jesus, you can rest. I'll take it from here.
我们许多时候不愿意奉服他。
So many times we don't want to submit to Jesus.
上帝的话看到了，哎呀，这我当没看到，行吗？我不顺服。
So it's like when we come to God's word and we see something, let's just pretend I didn't see it. I don't want to follow.
更谈不上忠心的服侍他。
And then we haven't even gotten to the fact that we are to be faithful servants.
所以对于这一点，我们需要静下心来认真思想。
And so because so on this point, we ought to slow down and slowly reflect on this.
想想我们自己是否顺服基督。
And see whether or not we are indeed faithful servants of Christ.
我要加空啊，顺服基督，我顺服基督啊。
And don't just think to think a pastor this vainly and quickly. You think, oh yeah, I'm faithful.
顺服基督最具体的体现就是你要顺服圣经所启示的真理。
And so at its most basic, to obey Jesus is to obey God's word.
因为基督不悬在空中的名字，基督是在圣经里的基督。
Because this is not just some random Jesus, this is the Jesus of the Bible.
第二点，我们要思想，我们是不是忠心服侍他？
So the second point we must ponder,
这点好像
are we faithful servants?
这点好像更难，我们是不是在三心二意的服侍他？
Do we do good works and freely and joyfully serve him?
许多时候我们先服侍马门，服侍马门以后空余的时间我们来服侍基督。
Again, this is much harder because many times we first worship mammon, and then with the leftover time and energy, then we worship Jesus.
根据第二点，如果我们是这样先服侍马门后服侍基督的话，我们的名字就可能没在生命册上。
So therefore, if we first serve mammon and then serve Jesus, then perhaps our name is not written in the book of life.
第三点，如果我们受圣灵引导读神的话。使我们越来越像基督，越来越忠于他，我们就有了确据，知道自己的名字已经写在圣经册上。
So the third point is this: if we are led by the Spirit, so that we read God's word and are more and more made into the likeness and image of Jesus Christ, then this can be our assurance that we our names are in the book of life.
在这一点告诉我们，我们越来越像基督，也就是说，只有当我们里面具有基督生命的时候。我们的名字才会在上帝的圣名册上。
So the fact that we must be more and more like Christ, which shows that we have the life of Christ in us, then we can know that our names are in the book of life.
所以我要在这里说，任何讨上帝喜悦、蒙上帝悦纳的服事，都是从我们里面那合乎基督生命出来的。
So of course then.All our service that is pleasing to God, all this must come out of a life of Christ within us.
如果不是从我们里面属基督的生命出来的，我们服侍服侍就累了，服侍服侍就骄傲了，服侍服侍就有各种各样的杂念出来了。
So if our service it does not come out of a heart impacted by the life of Christ within, then we will serve.For a while, and then we'll be tired. Or we'll serve for a while, and we'll be proud. Or we'll serve for a while, and then all sorts of admixtures and alloys will appear.
只有从基督生命出来的服事是甘心乐意的服事。
Only the service that comes from the life, a life of Christ, only that will be truly free and joyful.
是不求任何回馈的服侍。
This is one that does not demand anything in return.
因为我们所有的一切都是上帝在恩典中赐予的。
Because all that we have is all of grace given to us by God.
我们没有任何东西可以与上帝去进行交换的。
There is nothing in us where we can then make it, we can exact a trade between us and God.
所以如果我们认为自己每一个星期天都来教会敬拜上帝，
So if we think, oh, every week I come and I come to worship God.
上帝，我每个星期都来敬拜你，你就应该给我一个好的工作。
Oh God, see, I faithfully come and worship you every Sunday, so you should give me a good job.
我们就用敬拜上帝来换上帝要给你一个好的工作。
So we use our worship of God to seek to trade for a good job.
我每个礼拜都来教会，上帝就应该赐给我一个健康的身体，不让我得病。
Or if I come every week to church faithfully, then God should give me a healthy body that does not get sick.
我每个礼拜都在教会里服侍。
Every week I serve in church.
上帝是不是应该赐给我一个我满意的对象？
Maybe it should be that God should give me a significant other that is satisfying to me.
我每个礼拜都在教会里，都到教会里，上帝是不是应该让我的孩子更听我的话？
I go to church every week faithfully. Shouldn't God then give me children that are more obedient?
上帝是不是应该让我的家里更加和睦？
Or perhaps then doesn't God owe me a family that is more unified and in harmony.
只要我们每个礼拜都来教会，就会向上帝提出等等等等等等等的要求。
So then, when we come faithfully each week, and then we start giving God a list of requirements or conditions, etc., etc.
我每个礼拜都来教会，那么在我身边发生的任何事都应该合我的心意。
So see, I come to church every week, so therefore everything that happens around me.Needs to be according to my will.
这种以雇工的心态在那里侍奉上帝的人是无法蒙上帝悦纳的。
So such an attitude of serving God, this is an attitude that God will not be pleased to accept.
所以你想要的东西也永远得不到的。
So what you want, you will never receive.
并且你的心中也没有真正的喜乐。
And also that in your hearts there will be no joy.
为什么没有喜乐？
And why will there be no joy?
因为我们在服事中是在求地上的事，而不是在求天上的事。
Because in our service, we are not seeking for things of heaven, but we're seeking things of the earth.
我在这里必须回到小爱的问答第一问。
So this is why I must return back to Shorter Catechism question one.
每个人都背得非常熟的这一问。
And this is a question that everyone has memorized quite well.
人的主要目的是荣耀上帝，以他为乐，直到永远。
Man achieve ends to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
我们都很知道。
We all know this.
但是我们是不是在以荣耀上帝为我们乐呢？
But then we must ask ourselves, do we enjoy in our glorifying God?
很多时候我们不是因为荣耀上帝使我们乐。
And is not so many times in our glorifying God, that is not what we enjoy.
我们荣耀上帝，我们乐的是上帝赐给我们的好处。
Well, we enjoy.
上帝给我好处了，我乐。
When God has given
us, 我不是荣耀上帝，我高兴。
It's not, oh, I glorify God and I'm happy, but oh, God has given me something, a good benefit.
我们的满足是上荣耀上帝说上帝赐给我们的副产品。
And so our enjoyment is something that should come from our glorifying God.
所以我们经常的没有喜乐。
And because this is something to be given from us by God, this is why so often we do not have such joy.
喜乐得不到满足。
And our joy will not be full.
所以我们要清楚知道什么叫福音。
And so we must clearly know what the gospel is.
福音就是要改变我们生命的那个东西叫福音。
The gospel is that which will change our lives. That's the gospel.
如果你信了福音，你的生命没有被改变，你信的不是福音。
So if you believe in the gospel and your life does not change, then you didn't believe in the gospel.
从基督里的生命出来的服事，我们在这样的服事中，会让我们对真理有更深的认识， 然后我们的生命就会有更多的长进。
So as the gospel will drive us to serve, and then in the service we will learn more of this gospel, and it will cause us to grow.
前提是你的起头要对。
And of course, the condition is the fact that your starting point has to be correct.
然后你在对的生命中服侍，你的那个生命，对的生命就更大的长大长进。
And so when you have the right gospel, then in serving, in the right gospel context, then your life will grow.
这就使我们的生命处在一种福音中的良性循环。
And so this is how our life will be in a positive cycle, a gospel cycle.
首先你要有对的生命。
First, you must have the right kind of life.
因着对的生命，你付出来的服侍。
And with the right life, it will produce the right kind of service.
既造就教会，也造就你本人。
And then you will serve the church, if possible, and the church will also equip you and serve you.
你那个对的生命越来越长大。
And then that right kind of life will continue to grow.
因此我们就知道。
Then we will know.
福音的基础根基打了对就很重要。
So we see how important it is that the gospel foundation must be correct.
如果你从一个不对的根基开始，不是从生命中出来的服事，你越服事，你的信心越小，你越服事，你越沮丧。
And so if the gospel foundation is wrong, then the service that comes from it will not be correct, and in fact it will diminish your faith and it will make you discouraged.
而那个福音对的根基在哪里？
And so what is the evidence for the proper gospel foundation?
以弗所书二章二十节说，
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20，
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
That is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
这就是我们手中的这本圣经。
And of course, then that is namely the Bible we have in our hands.
所以我们唯独在这本圣经的教义上建造。
So only when we are founded on this Bible, on this word,
我们的属灵生命才会进入到良性循环中。
Then our spiritual lives will enter into a positive snowball effect.
那样的建造才是有真正意义的建造。
Only then such equipping will be a meaningful and good equipping.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious word.
也求你赐下能力来，让我们有信心按照你的话语去活。
Would you also give us the strength that we would have the faith to live in accordance with what the Word tells us?
不断在我们里面建造耶稣基督的生命。
So that you will continually build in us and grow in us the life of Christ.
能够荣耀你的名。
So that we might glorify your name.
我们这样祷告不会奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.